Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Tuesday, November 8th. This is the Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not close. And we tell you all the time that Sportsline is way bigger than just the Early Edge. We've got a ton of cappers. We also told you last night, probably 10 times, be very, very careful with the Monday Night Football game. And here is why. That was an absolute dud. And when you're betting props, just like we do, just like a lot of other shows do, this can happen. Andy Dalton, wake up. Saints, wake up. Now, that was last night. Tuesday start our week. And we're going to start in a positive fashion. A little bounce back Tuesday. So how do I do that? Well, I tell you that we have a very busy day at the brand, as always. Now, my man M Squared calls it the most important hour of the entire week. It's a way to get ahead, beat the lines, get them early. Our weekly NFL mega preview, M Squared, the maestro, the stoic one, RJ White, 4:30 p.m. Eastern this afternoon. Also, don't forget about Early Edge and 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time today. All right, the chat is popping, and so are we. Let's bring in the stars of the show because I love the crew that I have today. Now, we tell you all the time, all of our cappers are part of the crew. Mikey, can you tell me what you were with college basketball yesterday, please, sir?
It was a little 6-1 day. Frustrated we lost the Marshall play, honestly. That was a terrible loss for them. But, 6-1 in college basketball was a lot of fun to sweat it. I was sweating a game that had 3 different scores at 3 different outlets. The gym they were playing in did not have a decimal point on the clock, so you're just dealing in whole seconds. It was fantastic.
Oh, and that is the beauty of college basketball. And they are all up and running at Sportsline right now. So when you have a little bit of a bad day in football, we pick it up in basketball. That's what we do. We're all a team, including you at home. Now, next, live from Las Vegas, Sin City, Zach Attack, Zach Simony, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I was having fun yesterday watching all the college basketball action, including that Marshall Queens, I think it was North Carolina school, Queens NC, but that gym, I think it was smaller than my high school gym, and I'm serious about that, if you were able to catch action of that. But the Monday Night Football game, I went with a safe prop that I thought was safe with the way Andy Dalton's been playing, but of course, his primetime woes came back, and Roquan Smith, he was able to shadow Alvin Kamara pretty good. They only got 3 pass catches to him. The one that I thought he could have broke away from was right before the half. If you saw that play, he had the angle. He had it. It was going to be a 20-yard touchdown, it looked like, if he just would have dashed to the side just a little bit more. But he got a late catch, didn't get back on the field, still almost hit. He had 33 yards receiving.
And that's why props are very volatile. And we tell you all the time, be very careful with props because you just never know. You can get to 1 yard before, and that happens. Now, finally, he's the only man who won one of his picks on Monday. He is Buckets. Buckets, you're about to get very, very busy, sir. The World Cup is almost upon us. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, we hit that Real Madrid play, and not only did we get that BTTS, we saw Real Madrid lose. So that makes this La Liga race very, very interesting now, because losing just a single game can be the difference between whether you win the title or lose it. So a very fun few months coming up for us.
And there's a lot of money at stake when you win a league title, or you win a cup, or you win the Champions League, all of that. So you got to keep yourself right in front of you. That's why we have Buckets, to educate and to entertain. All right, let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And, Mike, you talked about it yesterday. 15 NBA games on one day because today is Election Day. But we still have NBA things we need to think about. Start us off.
Yeah, I just want to talk about NBA underdogs in general. Another huge night for underdogs. They went 13-2 in the 15 games yesterday. I want to highlight the home underdogs specifically. It's a great spot to be in. Traditionally, that's holding true here this season so far. Home dogs are 35-23-1. That's good for 60.3% against the spread. Even more profitable because many of them have won outright. So be careful when you're laying the road chalk in the NBA, as it's currently covering just under 40% at 39.7% so far this season. Be careful when you're betting road favorites.
Be very, very careful, because just like in the NFL, they don't care by how much they win by. They just want to win and get out and get back home. Great information by M Squared. Now, as college basketball gets started, there's certainly some times where you look at certain things happening for certain reasons. Zach, what about rematches? Teams that know each other just a little bit. Is there anything there?
Yes, there is, Coach. You're going to have – it's not just conference play where you have rematches. Of course, teams are in the same conference. But in non-conference play, you have a lot of agreed series. So teams are going to play 2-3 years in a row, then they find another team to play against with their contractual deals. So Pepperdine and Rice was a matchup that began last year. I almost gave it out on the show last year. It was Rice was -5 in the morning, and then there was huge steam on them and went to -7.5. Something was known about that matchup last year. Pepperdine lost a lot of key guys, Colby Ross, the guy that's playing for the Brooklyn Nets. They were gone. So Rice was able to adjust at halftime. It was only a 1-point game. They beat him 46-28 in the second half, ended up winning by 17 points on that big spread line move. This year, yesterday, they played in the first game of the season in college basketball. Pepperdine was a -5-point favorite, 8-point game at halftime. Second half, they absolutely blitzed them, Pepperdine, 60-29. They ended up winning 106-67, a complete blowout, and they got the revenge. You hear the cappers all the time, revenge spot, revenge spot. That is the epitome of a revenge spot, 5% play that you could have had yesterday.
Oh, my God. You just did two things you know I absolutely despise. Oh, but you did it with a smile, so I'm good with it. I am good with it. All right, Buckets, a lot of people are asking about a lot of soccer going on right now, because this is going to be your month, big boy, your month. However, as the World Cup gets started in less than 2 weeks, there's going to be games in between now and then. What do we do?
Just because we have a ton of games in the middle of the week like we do this week does not mean that there's actually a ton of value in these games. If you were looking at the slate today, about 92% of all the soccer games that we can bet on today are cup games. And if you are new to betting soccer, I have one rule when it comes to betting cup games. We do not touch cup games until we see the lineups, especially with the World Cup looming. We are going to see a ton of upsets, and we're going to see a ton of big name players refuse to play because they don't want to risk an injury in a cup game before the actual World Cup. There's still value to be had because we've got Serie A, La Liga, and Bundesliga, but be very careful where you put your money in these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, the World Cup means literally the world to a lot of these players, and there's also a lot of money at stake depending on where you finish for these countries and for their soccer federations. So you got to be very careful. The World Cup means everything to these teams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get into it. No site plays today. Why? Because I got three cappers here. We don't need them. But if you are not a Sportsline member yet, It's all about the education and the entertainment. I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code early. I'll give you 30 days for free. You get all my cappers that you see right here. Get all our simulations, all the articles, everything. It's way more than just picks. This business is not just about picks. All right, let's get into it. Now, some things when you have a bad football day, which yesterday was, what's the best thing that you can do? The very next night, get a little football on a Tuesday, coach? Oh, Mikey. And maybe we need a little pick-me-up this morning. So I haven't done this for a while, but I feel like doing it today. M squared, you know the drill, son. It doesn't matter if he's picking college football, college basketball, DFS, whatever, or hanging out with Mattress Mac. The man always brings it every single day. So if you don't mind, sir, give it to me.
All right, coach. Let's follow up bad football by rooting for some more bad football here. We're taking an under in this action game. We're going Eastern Michigan, Akron, under 28 points in the first half. Minus 114 is the price I paid here on FanDuel this morning. I like this spot, though. Akron's a little one-dimensional. First of all, they're not very good. They are playing at home, which helps, but they can't run the football at all. And when they become one-dimensional like this, they're playing an Eastern Michigan team that's actually been quite stingy in the passing game. On the other side, Eastern Michigan has a very good running back that should be able to run all over Akron. They will be interested in dominating the time of possession in this game. I don't think we get a ton from Akron, but if we do, it's likely that they're also stopping Eastern Michigan early. So I played this one at 28 because it's a very key number here in this conference. Go under 28 points in the first half.
And for those of you who are new to the brand, understand this. When Chief gets excited about a play, I'm not kidding around. When he gets excited, he knows sports betting. When he gets excited, he loves the play. He loves the play. I would encourage you to play it right now. Am I right, Mikey?
That is correct. That is correct.
He is one of our mascots for a reason. He serves a purpose. Man, I love Chief. All right, now. Zach Attack, I always tell people, don't let the nice guy fool you. An absolute savage, and it doesn't matter the sport. So as I look down at my rundown, I go, man, the man is going opposite ends of the spectrum today. Floor is yours, sir.
Yep, I'm still sticking with a Thursday night football prop on a Tuesday show. Terrence Marshall Jr., it was 39.5. We always check right before the show. It has dropped, so I have to give it out at the current market price, 36.5 yards. I'm going to say take the under, but also just wait a little bit. Hopefully you can get that extra yard or two back to the original opening mark of 39.5. But Terrence Marshall Jr., he had his best game against the Falcons 9 days ago, 87 receiving yards, but the NFL is quick to adjust. PJ Walker, he had his best game against the Falcons, over 300 yards passing, threw that bomb to DJ Moore, had some couple of good big plays in that game, but he was complimented by a good running game with Foreman going off. And but the NFL has adjusted. PJ Walker got benched last week. He struggled mightily. Now he's on a short week after being replaced by Baker Mayfield. He's gonna get the start, but I am concerned on how his confidence is going to be against a Falcons team that kind of let one get away against the Chargers this past week. So I'm going to say take the under on Terrence Marshall Jr., who's still a young wideout. Teams are going to adjust on him as well. So take the under, Terrence Marshall Jr., currently at 36.5. And then a college basketball play with Duquesne, -4 against Montana. This one had went down 2 points in our favor because we're getting a cheaper price. It was -6. This is a Duquesne team that was 6-24 last year. So, of course, a big number as it was at -6 is going to come down. People don't believe in this opening number for their first game. But I look at the Big Sky. It's one of those conferences that they look good when you watch them play in conference, but out of conference, they struggle. Yesterday, Northern Colorado was a play a lot of people liked against Houston. They scored 36 points, were blown out 83-36. How about Montana State? They had a big lead at halftime, 36-17, 36-21, something like that against Grand Canyon. They blew the game, 41-18 in the second half, lost to Grand Canyon. So I think the Big Sky is going to struggle early in the season. I looked at Duquesne. They added a big-time transfer in Day-Day Grant from Miami, Ohio. He averaged 17 points per game. Kevin Easley emerged late in the year. I like Duquesne. You know, when you have a team like this, it's going to just take one run. They want to win to start the year after how bad they played last year. Let's take them -4.
All right. I love all those little Chick-fil-A nuggets on a Tuesday. Man, I'm so happy college basketball is back. We're trying to figure out at the brand exactly what we're going to do with college basketball this year, but we kind of ease into it, and then when NFL's over, we go full steam ahead. Now, speaking of full steam ahead, a couple of weeks ago, my man Buckus decided to bust into the show on his own with his own music and demand that he gets the last spot. Last week, you came on with a turtleneck, and I put you to the test. And I said I'd wear a turtleneck this Tuesday. You don't see me with one on, do you? Which means you didn't sweep the board. But Buckus, I'm never one to run away, big boy. I'm never one to run away. So let's do it again this week. Your plays today. And if you sweep the board, the next Tuesday, I will wear a Buckets-esque turtleneck. And by the way, they're trying to rename the last spot on the show because you're always in it, they're saying. I hope Maestro isn't watching right now. No disrespect to the Maestro. All right, Buckets. So, turtleneck power one more time. Floor is yours.
Let's do this, Coach. There's nothing I want more in this world than to see you next Tuesday wearing a Bucket-esque turtleneck, whatever that may mean. But I've got three picks for us here this afternoon, and I'm staying as far away from the cup games as possible. We're going to start in Spain's La Liga at 1 p.m. with a matchup between Elche and Girona FC. Girona's one of these kind of awkward teams because they aren't consistent, and they either play up to their opponent or they play down to their opponent. They'll tie Real Madrid or Barcelona 1-1, and they'll draw the very next week to a team like Cadiz 2-2. This is a team that cannot find consistency, except consistency in both teams to score. Out of their 13 games this season, they've hit BTTS in 12 of them and have hit it in the last 11. BTTS at minus 125 is incredible value for a team that only knows how to score if they concede at the same time. Then for our second matchup, we're going from Spain to Germany at 2:30 p.m. in a matchup where we get to watch the greatest team on the planet play on a Tuesday afternoon. Bayern Munich will be hosting Werder Bremen at Allianz Arena in one of the last matches before the World Cup does start, and a very important match as well. Now, if you're one of those people that are new to soccer and you say, I don't really like watching it because there's boring, there's not a lot of goals, it's just a lot of back and forward, please watch this game. The over-under line on this match was set to 4.5 goals. This game is going to be a slaughter. We are going to see goals all over the place, and neither team is going to slow down here. Rather than look at the goal market itself, I'm actually going to be looking at the goal scoring market for value, because there's a man named Eric Choupo-Moting, who was the replacement for Robert Lewandowski on the Bayern squad, that has now scored in his last 7 matches straight. He scored against Barcelona. He scored against Inter Milan. He can score against Werder Bremen. And Choupo-Moting anytime goal score is minus 105. And on top of all of that, he's currently undergoing contract negotiations. So every goal he gets is going to bring him just a little bit more money. So there's motivation here more than ever to score goals. And finally, for our third match, we are going to the Northern Ireland Premiership. It might be under your book as the NIL, and this match is at 2:45 p.m. It's a matchup between Glenavon FC and Glentoran FC. These teams are very similar. Do not bet the wrong one. I've done it before. It is not fun. We're going with Glentoran with a TFC over 1.5 goals team total at minus 155. Yes, this is absolutely juiced, but yes, it is worth the squeeze. Glentoran has scored at least 2 goals in 7 games straight. In the last 5 head-to-head matches against Glenavon, they've scored at least 2 goals, and Glenavon has conceded at least 2 goals 5 games straight. There are values in this market for the team total, and I'm comfortable playing an over in match total goals as well here.
I just have one question for the people at home. Do you want to do the work that these guys just did? Do you guys don't want to do that work? That's a lot of research. That's a lot of numbers, but it gets you to the promised land. A little housekeeping. Mikey, everybody's asking about the spread in the Eastern Michigan game. Our Sims have it 37-21 to win by 16. The spread is 7. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I'm staying away from it personally. Eastern Michigan is a team that has played to the level of their competition pretty frequently so far this season. They have failed to cover a game as a favorite so far. Akron is improving and can strike through the air. So I personally am staying off of it. Slight lean towards Eastern Michigan, but not something I love.
Okay. Also, the other MAC game tonight, if you guys are wondering, at Sportsline has the Sims 53-27-26. Ohio's favored by 2.5, so not much value there right now where the numbers are at. Also, a soccer question for you, Buckets. And Bayern money line and both teams to score. You put those together. Ashley's wondering at +110. Would you like that?
No, I would not, and here is why. Werder Bremen have the number one goal scorer in the Bundesliga by a guy named Folkering, and he is out hurt this game. So he has more than a third of this team's goals, and it's not worth a play if he's not playing for me.
Okay. Very, very good. They're also wondering where you can buy a turtleneck at these days, because nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Coach, I'm going to get you a custom-made turtleneck with Bucket John on the back, and I'm going to have some fun with it. You'll see.
Just like the time you had to get a Bayern Munich tattoo because you ran your mouth here on the show? You mean like that time that you walk around with every single day, that big old Bayern Munich tattoo? Oh, all right. All right. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. Zach Attack, two big plays today. We're going to do Kane on the hardwood. That number is coming in our favor at -4. Then a little Thursday night football prop. That's become his thing, and we love it here at the Early Edge. Terrence Marshall Jr. under 36.5 receiving yards. And I see you in the chat who's got Marshall on your fantasy team. Sorry, this week might not be the week to play him. Then Buckets. If all three of these hit, then your boy will be in a turtleneck next Tuesday, and we will turn it into Turtleneck Tuesday. So, El Cinzerona FC, both teams to score -125. Then how about anytime goal score? My man Maxis. I love these names I can't pronounce. Then Glentoran FC, team total over 1.5. Don't play the total in the game. Team total over 1.5. Then M Squared, you got to follow my man on social media because he's always dropping nuggets, always dropping plays, always dropping something for you at home. Eastern Michigan, Akron, Maxion on a Tuesday. First half, let's go under 28, -114. We will be back at 4 p.m. Eastern this afternoon for more best bets on the night in sports, Early Edge in 5. And then, of course, M Squared, Maestro, RJ White, our NFL mega preview for week 10. We're at week 10 now in the NFL, and man, we are grinding, and we grind for you. So, with that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Zach Attack, M Squared, Buckets, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. You know the drill. Doesn't matter the day, the sport, the time, we are here, and we will continue to be here every single day just for you at the Early Edge. Good luck.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the sun.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi, new episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.